It is time to bring in none other than Pat Pagano, Mr. Tropical with the Tropical Forecast. Good morning, Pat.
Yes, and good morning, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. Well, you know, we do have some rain over the area. Continues to come in from the south, and that's where it should be coming from. Most of New Jersey, however, is not covered in rain. All of the rain seems to be inland because the storm system itself is over southeast Virginia, and it's going to cut across Delmarva to Philadelphia to New York City and then right on up through our region by early this evening. This is all going to be history by early evening. And it would not surprise me if most of our rain and wind occurs in a very, very short period of time this afternoon with this feeder band coming around the storm. Right now I'm watching it. It extends from Chesapeake Bay out through southern Maryland and Delaware. And in this band, there are tornado warnings. It would not surprise me at all that we go under a tornado watch. And this would all be with the center of the storm. So there'll be periods of rain and there'll be some wind kicking up. But again, you're looking at a very, very small period where you could get a lot of the rain and a lot of the wind, you know, like within a couple of hours this afternoon. And I'm thinking by the time the sun sets, this will be gone, out. And highs today, 75 to 80. Tonight, 65 to 70. I think Wednesday is just going to be partly cloudy here, but there could be a thunderstorm around, but most places not getting any rain. Mid-80s, partly cloudy Thursday, mid-80s, and then 85 to 90, some sun with showers and thunderstorms on Friday. That should be the trend for the weekend. Not that there's going to be a rain out, but there will be some showers and thunderstorms over the weekend.
Now, how much rain should we get today, you think?
Well, again, here we go. I think for the most part, we're going to wind up with, let's say, an average of 1 to 2 inches. Anybody who gets anything in this feeder band could see that doubled, okay. 2 to 4. So the range really is 1 to 4, but the general, you know, rainfall that most places you get would be 1 to 2. You get down to the eastern part of the states, they're going to be eastern part of our state. They're lucky if they get a half an inch. Okay, like that.
So go east, young man, go east.
If you don't want rain, yeah. If you don't want rain, that's where you go, right?
Well, actually, we've been getting a nice rainfall off and on since last night, and this is the perfect type of rain right now we're getting for the grass. You know, because it hasn't been downpours, okay?
Right.
But I can imagine if we get into one of those bands and we get like an inch or two of rain in like an hour or so like that.
That is correct.
It's going to be a
mess. It would be blinding rain, right.
Yeah. Going to be a mess.
Blinding rain, right, exactly. Yep.
Well, I'll be home by then. I'll be home by then. You know, we were off the air almost all day yesterday.
Are you kidding?
No, our main audio chain, which feeds all our radio stations, a piece of equipment failed. Now, the chances, I've worked in radio, I'm 67, okay? I've worked in radio since I've been 17, all right? The chance of this piece of equipment failing is 0.000001. It's a piece of equipment that is, it does nothing. It connects four destinations from one input, okay? It's not powered. It's nothing. It's a type of piece of equipment that should last forever, okay?
Okay.
Nope, not with our luck.
Obviously not.
Not with our luck. It failed, and you can't find these on the rack anywhere. So we had to get our engineer, who had to go out and find someone where he could borrow one. So we didn't get back on the air until about 6 o'clock yesterday evening.
Great.
But our AM was on, though. The AM radio station was on, but all the other FM stations were off. And Pat, I'm telling you, it would be like saying at your house, a light switch. You know how you flip it on and you flip it off? That's all it does. It's not powered or anything. It's just contact, right?
Okay.
How often does your light, does a light switch fail?
Very, very seldom.
Yeah, well, That's what happened to us yesterday. Yeah. I tell you. So I just went home and I drank heavily. That's all.
Sometimes you just wonder, you know, how things happen. This morning I was, you know, I dragged the files over into the Google Drive.
Yeah.
So this was from Minnesota. So I grabbed the four files and dragged them into the Google Drive, and only one's there. So where's the other three? So I look back at the folder that I dragged it from. They're not there. I said, oh, maybe they dropped off along the way in another file. So I looked at all the files. Not there. Wherever they went, they were gone. How do we do them all over again? They were gone, disappeared. Completely disappeared. Best thing I need when we have a tropical storm coming up the coast. Huh. But what are you going
to
do?
Well, that's what I said to my engineer yesterday when I spoke to him at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He goes, you know, there's not really much I can do. So I said, I'm sorry, John. We have a tropical storm coming up the coast tomorrow. I don't care how you do it. I don't care how long it takes. I don't care where you have to travel to. You have to get us back on the air.
And he did.
And he did. He did. Of course, he didn't call me back in the evening because he's probably swearing at me all the way along. But, but he got us back on the air. I just couldn't. You know, I said to him, we have to be on the air. We cannot not be on the air. We have to be on the air. So, and here we are. We're on the air.
And you're on the air. Well, that's really good.
Yeah.
I'm glad that's all done. And now all we have to do is get through this, and we'll get through this without a problem.
Tomorrow evening, the final concert at the Lions Pavilion in Sharon Valley is going to be held in the evening. It should be dry enough and okay for them to hold it tomorrow evening, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if there is a shower or thunderstorm around, it's here and there. I just had a government message delivered. The probability of a watch issuance is 95%, and it says here.
What's a probability of a what?
A prominent arc of storms.
Yeah.
Which has a history of tornadoes continues to move north over the Delmarva. We just talked about that. Supporting the threat of tornadoes. Extending north from the tropical storm. Okay, you don't need to go into all of that. Isolated cells, blah, 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 blah. So it says here, concerning severe potential, tornado watch likely for much of New Jersey, southern New York, and southern New England. And when I look at the area, they are putting our entire area under a tornado watch. When they put that out, I don't know. Looks to me, what does he say here? Weather watch 4:15 till 16. That's at noontime. Surface 38. Watch likely. A risk of tornadoes may develop through midday. So they didn't put the watch out yet. I'm going to check, just make sure, because you'll be first here. They didn't put it out yet, but they're telling us, forecasters, to be prepared that they are going to issue a tornado watch for the area through midday. So there you go. You had a great video on your site yesterday. I looked at it. You may have more today.
Wasn't that video amazing? What people shot that sent to me? They were two great shots. One of it, you know, hopping over the mountain, and the other one was a more, you know, slow moving thing. It was pretty amazing video. It's now up to almost 39,000 downloads.
That's incredible.
Well, people love weather videos. They love them.
They do. Well, now you have this in back of so. The tornado, will you be notified when the tornado watch goes into effect?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I don't need to
My cell phone will let me know.
Will let you know? Okay. But expect that shortly, because if they brought this message out, that means they're ready to issue it.
All right. Well, we'll keep you abreast, Pat, and you keep us up to date on what's going on.
I sure will. If you need me, give me a call.
Have a great day, Pat.
You too. Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center letting us know that we will get a tornado watch issued later on today. All right. For you folks watching on Facebook Live, we have to say so long, farewell. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. Everybody else will stay with us because we've got a couple more hours together here on The Breakfast Club. And you just heard it right from Pat. live here on the radio that the National Weather Service will be issuing a tornado watch for our area that is going to be taking effect somewhere around midday today. So you just live right now on Robin Hood Radio, you heard that.